2 Peter. Chapter 1. From Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained the same precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God, and of Jesus our Lord. According to his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. Through whom is given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might share in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, love. Because if these things are in you, and abound, they will cause you to neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he who lacks these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Therefore, brothers, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, because if you do these things, you shall never fall. So that an entrance shall be abundantly ministered to you into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore I will not be negligent to always remind you of these things, though you know them, and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it appropriate, as long as I am in this tabernacle body, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle body, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Furthermore I will seek to have you always remember these things after my death. Because we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Because he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with him on the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. To which you would do well to take heed, as to a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns, and the day star arises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Because the prophecy did not come in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth shall be spoken of in an evil way. And because of their coveting they shall with deceitful words take advantage of you, their judgment does not linger for long, and their damnation does not sleep. Because if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved for judgment. And did not spare the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the great flood upon the world of the ungodly. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example to those who afterwards should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, who was tormented with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Because that righteous man living among them, in seeing and hearing, tormented his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust for the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly those who walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government. They are presumptuous, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of governing officials. While angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring cursing accusations against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they do not understand. And shall completely perish in their own corruption. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as those who count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceptions while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery, and cannot cease from sin, deceiving unstable souls. A heart they have exercised with coveting practices, cursed children. Who have forsaken the right way, and have gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But was rebuked because of his sin. The dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Because when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they through the lusts of the flesh, through much worldly desire, lead astray those who were clean and had escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption, because by whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage. Because if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in it, and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than it was at the beginning. Because it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb. The dog returns to his own vomit again. And the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire, mud. 2 Peter chapter 3. This second letter, beloved, I now write to you. In both letters I am stirring up your pure minds to be reminded. That you may be reminded of the words which were spoken beforehand by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? Because since the forefathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Because they are willfully ignorant of this, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. By which the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished in the flood. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved for fire against the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is patient towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are in it shall be burned up. Since all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and expecting the coming of the day of God, in which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness lives. Therefore, beloved, since you look forward to such things, be diligent that you may be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul also according to the wisdom given to him has written to you. As also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things. In which are some things hard to understand, which those who are uneducated and unstable twist, as they do also the other scriptures, to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, since you know these things beforehand, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Let it be.